Hello and welcome to another episode of the Problematic Sticker Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Gary, as we talk about all things anime and, well, Dragon Ball. Joining me, as always, are my great co-hosts, Alfonso and Ben. Alfonso, say hello.
Hello, hello.
How has the anime world been treating you?
It's been treating me disrespectfully.
Whoa. Explain yourself.
This weekend was Spy versus Family Cold White premiere. And I had my ticket, and I was ready. And yeah, the movie theater did not inform me that they canceled my showtime. Now, yes, I could have saw it in sub 30 minutes after. But no, I started Spy versus Family in dub. I'm going to watch it in dub. Unfortunately, the timing, it wasn't a good timing because the later showtimes were not convenient for me as to go and work, so I didn't get to see it. But I'm happy that people love this anime because the amount of people that were there to get refunds and switch their ticket for different showtime shows you how big this anime is and is becoming. So I'm happy about that. I'm mad that I didn't get to see the movie. So I did something. Yes, I'm using it as an excuse, but I don't care because I love this anime. I did something to cheer me up. I watched the first two episodes of Code of Suma Season 3. It's so good. It's so good. I didn't think it would work in some, but it works in some. And I'm curious to see how much funny it would be in dub. So yeah, that cheered me up. But yeah, I'm mad about not seeing Spy vs. Family.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't get to watch children's cartoon on the theater. I'm just kidding. No, that sucks that, you know, they didn't tell you that it was canceled and you just waited for no reason for so long. But
yeah, 2 hours to get a refund. Two hours in line to wait a refund.
That's tough, man. That's tough. But at least they gave you a refund. They didn't just like, oh, too bad, go home.
Yeah, that's true.
Ben, how have you been and how has your anime been treating you?
It's not anime, but the new manga for both My Hero and Boruto came out recently. My Hero was pretty good. I know a lot of people are annoyed about what happened in it, but I don't care that much. I thought it was okay. And again, I know a lot of people are annoyed at what happened in Boruto, but I thought it was kind of cute, so I don't mind it. Major spoilers for anyone that doesn't read or watch Boruto, but a while ago, I don't know exactly how long ago it is now, but Naruto and Kuriyama, you know, the Ninetales got killed. The Ninetales died. And supposedly it was permanently dead and it will never come back ever, ever, ever again. So he's permanently dead forever. It's for realsies this time. But he's back! So that permanently dead, never coming back again for realsies, for real. It didn't stick, it seems. And Kuriyama's back. And inside him, Owari, the little girl of Naruto and Hinata. It seems she inherited some of the chakra, and then by Ninetales dying inside Naruto, it allowed the chakra inside her to activate somehow. We don't know all the details, we just know that there's a baby Ninetales inside of him, Owari.
So, but let me ask you, are you surprised that it's in her and not Barto, since Barto was born first?
Well, now, from what we can tell, Boruto seems to be more based on the other side of the family, and she inherited more of Naruto's genes.
Ah,
that's why.
Okay.
You could have just said he's not worthy. That would have worked.
Yeah. So, Boruto inherited more of his mother's side of the genes than his father. And then Himawari, who was born with the whiskers, just like Naruto was born with the whiskers, has inherited more of his her father's side, it seems. But yeah, it's a baby version of him, so we don't know how powerful it is or what he can do, or if he's just going to grow up instantly. But you know, baby Kuriyama, aka Ninetales, is adorable. There you go. look how cute he is. I posted in general. If anyone, you can also read it on Viz for free. So yeah. But yeah, basically they used the mode that allowed the, what the hell was? Okay, that's weird. Okay. Anyway, he's back. That's my anime and manga.
That's a creepy ass looking fox, man. And you've also told us about My Hero. At least you've shared stuff with me and Tim. And
yeah,
man, My Hero Academia is just turning into a Junji Ito manga over here, man. It's like a horror show.
Yeah, one of the most recent chapters. The main hero Deku got both his arms blown off. So, yeah.
Good times.
They're back, though. He's got them back.
Oh, of course he does. They're superheroes, right?
Yeah. Well, he learned I don't know if they're on exactly, but he learned an ability called shadow stitching, where it allows him to use shadows to he basically became like Spider-Man, right? Where he can use them to as whips to swing about. Well, from what I can tell, he's used them to reattach his arms. So they're all tied up to his where they were blown off. He's used the shadows to tie his arms back into place.
Yeah, it doesn't make things better. It's so creepy, man. It's a horror show. It is a horror show. Yeah. Can't wait to see how they animate it.
The last few seasons of My Hero are just going to have to turn into an 18+.
Yeah, seriously, it is super violent, man. Jeez.
I was surprised that the current anime we're going to talk about is not an 18+ in some fees, it seems.
I mean, I expected it to be, but they kind of did a clever thing with it. We'll get into it.
I'm just saying that some of the scenes got a little bit riskier than I expected for an anime like that. I'm going to talk more about it. You can wait until we actually talk about it, but there were some scenes where I'm like, did I go on the right site? Is it still Crunchyroll? Or did Tim give me a certain website? And then I realized, no, it's not Two Men, so it can't be Tim.
Well, not much news on the Dragon Ball front, unfortunately. Probably won't be for a while now. There was some news. They announced a couple new fighters for Sparkling Zero. Let me see if I can find it.
I think one Gohan of them, was one of them.
Future Gohan. Future Gohan with one arm. He has one arm. So that was a big deal for a lot of people. It's actually a big deal because, they kind of not done the one arm for Future Gohan for a long time, huh?
Because they couldn't, legally.
Yeah. Now apparently it's okay. So
it was a Japanese censorship issue because you weren't allowed to show characters with one arm in without giving it a higher age rating in Japan.
Which is crazy to really think about. In my opinion, it's crazy to think about. But yeah, Future Gohan was shown off. Kid Gohan from the Saiyan Saga, which is pretty cool, I think. We also got the announcement of the various versions of Trunks coming to the game. I'm trying to find it right now, but I can't seem to find this damn list.
I do know that we got Trunks in sweatshirt, or whatever it was. Tank top Trunks.
Yeah, he has a specific name. It's weird. When they give him specific names, I'm like, really? Just it's fucking Trunks.
Trunks, future, current tank top edition.
It's future Trunks with his red bandana. I think it's super Trunks from when he fought Cell, so the big beefy version. There is, like you said, tank top Trunks, and then there is sword Trunks, which is when he killed Mech Frieza. So there's the five versions of Trunks right there that was announced.
You'll eventually get Super Trunks as well, and Trunks with blue hair.
Yeah. So there was that.
We haven't got Kid Trunks either yet, so we've got Kid Trunks on the way. Then have
probably
Super Kid Trunks from Super. You'll have Mid Kid Trunks. There's no mid kid Trunks because I still find it stupid. You got Goku mid, really. You know what mid means right nowadays? It's so weird to call. Like, Vegeta mid, Goku mid.
We also got the announcement of Tien and Yamcha as well. So that's, I think those are kind of given. There are now two versions of Master Roshi, which actually makes me happy. There is the Max Power from the Tournament of Power Roshi. And then there's Base Master Roshi when he's training Goku and Krillin when they're kids. So that kind of makes me happy that there's two versions of Master Roshi. Also, Boo is interesting because Boo is being referred to as Innocent Boo. So I guess that's when Hercule turned him good. So I guess we'll be getting multiple versions of Fat Boo here as well.
Well, no, because he's not in it. That, no, Innocent Boo is just Fat Boo normally.
Oh, they just don't want to call him fat anymore.
No. Okay. He's, there's, like, now if the Hercule Boo is Mr. Boo, like, I think he's called Mr. Boo after he becomes friends with Hercule. He's that's his name. He's Mr. Boo. And then he's Fat Boo Innocent normally before that. Because he's, like, deadly, but he's not, like, he's dangerous, but he's only he's childlike, so he's considered innocent, if you understand what I mean. Like, he's doing what he's told, or just doing it for fun. He doesn't know that he's doing it for harm. So, yeah. I'm looking at this. There's quite a lot.
And Yamcha. What was that?
Yamcha's been announced as well.
Yeah, I think I mentioned Yamcha and Tien, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to.
And Nappa was also announced. So, finally. My boy Nappa. Where is Raditz, though? I need my double tenders already, man. I need a move for every day of the goddamn week, right now. I want to see what they're calling Tuesday and Wednesday.
Wait, he already has moves, right? I thought he already
has... For the rest of the days?
Yeah. Let's have a look.
Are you sure?
I swear he already has some of them. Oh, no, it's just...
No, I think you're right. There was one. It's not like officially canon, but they added moves for him in one of those games. I just can't remember which one it is.
Yeah, and you got Saturday Crush. You got Shining Friday. Then he has the weekly special.
The weekly special.
Get something like that. 1 second. 1 second. Yeah, the weekly special. Dynamite Monday.
Yes, Dynamite Monday.
See?
I don't know what Tuesday and Wednesday was.
Oh, Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday. So we better get that shit.
Google, Raditz, what's his Tuesday super attack? But I swear that we've had Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I swear it's happened in the past. I swear it has existed at some point. In like a game.
I don't know.
But Google doesn't seem to have anything, so maybe I'm just dreaming it. And then, okay, so one of the names of the attacks for Raditz, we've got Shining Friday, Saturday Crush, Double Sunday, and then Dynamite Monday, Shocking Tuesday, Blaster Wednesday, Full Power Thursday.
No. Did you just make that up?
Yeah, I did. That's one. I like the fact that you believed me until the last one.
Yeah, I did. I actually did.
Oh boy!
Shocking Tuesday should be Raditz's ripoff of, you know, the paralyzation move that Roshi uses. Shocking Tuesday!
Oh, man. Yeah. No, I want to know what the rest of the week is. Come on. It's not fair. The rest of the cast also announced Beerus, Whis, and Videl are also joining the playable characters. Whis is going to be interesting because, you know, we've never actually seen him fight. So we'll see what they do with him and kind of moves they give him.
Whis just often gets a lot of finger beams normally, right?
Most well, he just stands there like his whole thing is just dodging. Like he has no offense; you just can't hit him.
Yeah, a lot of his attacks, like in Xenoverse, he's got Strike of Revelation, Prelude to Destruction, Finishing Blow, and the Symphonic Destruction Warp. So there you go. A lot of his are like using his staff or like finger beams. So.
Oh, and apparently they're not calling him Future Gohan. They're just calling him Adult Gohan.
So what about actual Adult Gohan?
Dumb. He's never an adult, let's be honest.
I forgot 30-year-old Gohan is teen Gohan.
I better give me some Pan up in here.
But we're talking about Pan. I know that everyone's really annoyed about, in a way, well, they're happy that Videl is coming to Xenoverse 2, but they're really annoyed at the fact that they picked Videl from Battle of Gods as the model for the Xenoverse 2. Yeah, when she's pregnant. Like, out of all the Videls you can pick, you pick the one that's technically pregnant with Pan and therefore not really into flying at the time, probably. At least not in the way the Xenoverse is. Like, maybe she fought she beat up some people on the streets, like, just because of, I know, stuff. But I don't think she's going to go around the universe beating up people and going through time beating up people while she's pregnant with Pan. I ain't going to question it, but it feels a little bit weird that that's the time period they picked. They could have picked any other. They could even pick after Pan was born. But that time period is a bit strange. Oh.
Maybe they just forgot she was pregnant.
Oh, yeah. The key point of the movie. Clearly, they forgot. Either that or she's now a Super Saiyan and she somehow becomes Super Saiyan.
Okay. Alrighty. Moving on, Alfonso, I have some good news for you and for me, actually. Sorry, Ben, you probably won't give a shit.
Wait, hold on, Gary. Hold on. There's something I want to post in chat that's also Dragon Ball related. Give me a second. Okay, it's now in chat. Gary, you can read that off.
Okay, what do we got here? Japanese anime popular overseas?
Yeah, they're saying, well, Fiji TV announced this 2 days ago. That Dragon Ball is ranked as the most popular anime outside of Japan. They have a list of the top animes.
Yeah, number one, Dragon Ball / Dragon Ball Z. Number two is Pokemon. Number three, Naruto. Number four is One Piece. Number five, Sailor Moon. Number six, Demon Slayer. Number seven, Sword Art Online. Number eight, Attack on Titan. Number nine, Cowboy Bebop. And number 10, Jujutsu Kaisen. Yes, Dragon Ball. I mean, is it though? Like, I think doing this kind of a poll so soon after Toriyama died, I think voting for Dragon Ball.
I mean, I'll be honest, the only shocker out of all of this is Naruto for me.
Being number three or being on the list at all?
Being number three because of how long ago since Naruto actually aired. You remember, Naruto Shippuden ended a long time ago. Like, unless they're counting Boruto as part of the Naruto, which they are, but if they're doing that, they should have done what they've done with Dragon Ball and split between Naruto and Boruto. Like,
you can also say the same thing about Cowboy Bebop. That ended in its one season, 13 episodes, and it was done and done back in early 2000s. Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, the list is interesting.
I know that sounds weird, but that ended so long ago that that's now gone full circle. Like, I don't think it's become popular because it's old and therefore people have gone back to watch it. Naruto ended in 2017, which is 7 years ago, which I don't think is old enough yet to do that. Like, it doesn't have that. I don't think it has that nostalgia factor just yet. Unlike Cowboy Bebop, which is 23 years old. So I feel that that has entered the the cycle of nostalgia. Same with Sailor Moon. That's I don't know if there's any new Sailor Moon, but that's nostalgia.
Oh, there isn't. There is new Sailor Moon.
Oh, okay. Well,
no. She's still doing the manga and she's still doing the anime.
Oh well. And then I would have thought Naruto would have been like 8 or 9, because I still think it's going to be here. I just didn't think it'd be that high. And then I thought One Piece would be third, and I would have thought, I'll be honest, I hate to say it because I love Dragon Ball, but I would have thought Pokemon would be number one.
I mean, this is outside of Japan.
Yeah.
So.
Just because of how big Pokemon is.
I think it's definitely, in my opinion, it's kind of wild to see Sailor Moon in the top five outside of Japan. That's definitely, to me at least, that's a guilty pleasure. I fucking love Sailor Moon. It's not even guilty pleasure anymore. I love that show. But I know a lot of people aren't going to go out and like admit, oh, I love Sailor Moon. They're not going to go out and admit that shit. Well, that's a guilty pleasure that they're voting for right there. So that's awesome. But like the way like the awards have been going, the Crunchyroll Awards, the Jujutsu Kaisen like sweeping everything, I would have imagined it would have been a lot higher.
There. Yeah.
But yeah, I guess people outside of Japan love Naruto, man. Number three. Huzzah. You should be happy as long as it's above One Piece. No, I'm not taking away from One Piece. One Piece is, it's good after, you know, 100 episodes. So that's where we pick up. Anything else on the list you guys want to bring up?
No.
Before we move on, though, I do wonder if the fact that if not many people might not consider Pokemon an anime, maybe.
Why not?
I don't know. I feel like a lot of people, I never considered anime. I know that sounds weird, but it's always, to me, it's maybe that's why it's a cartoon for me. I don't know. Something about Pokemon makes me feel more like a cartoon than I do an anime.
Maybe. I mean, it's vastly different for everything else on the list, so.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Alfonso.
Yes.
Starting this July, no, this June, sorry, this June, Fairy Tail, the anime is back.
Ah, yes.
A continuation of Hiro Mashima's tale, Fairy Tail, the 100-year quest, started the manga after the anime ended, actually. Hiro Mashima is involved with it, though he doesn't do the story anymore. He still oversees the story. He does still do the art for the series, though. But the 100-year quest is, I can tell you right now, it's a story about essentially a quest that's been in the Fairy Tail Guild for 100 years now, because nobody has been able to finish it. Guild Arts even tried to finish it, and he failed. This quest is actually the quest Guild Arts was on before he lost his arm. So that's why he had to abandon this quest. So obviously it picks up with Natsu, Gray, Urza, Lucy, and Windy joining up to try and finish the 100-year quest, because they are all now S-rank wizards, so they are able to do it together. No, but it's a continuation of the story, which is pretty cool. I've been reading it. It's still just as great. It's still funny. Great action. It's also very emotional. But the anime is premiering, at least in Japan, this June. Alfonso, the 100-year quest. Are you excited?
I never thought this day would happen, to be honest with you, Gary. Like, I remember seeing this previously when they started it, and it was never, and like, obviously with the other chapters, you know, the other arcs in the franchise, like, I totally forgot about it. Because, like, oh, it never can be done. It can never be finished. Forget about it. I ain't worried about it. I'm focused on what is, you know, at the time currently showing now, what's preparing now. But to hear this, first of all, I'm just happy that the team is back. I love this team. And I just can't wait to see the adventures they have while on this quest. I'm super excited, and I cannot wait. I can't wait.
Yeah, one of the coolest things about it, as I've been reading it, is Juvia. She can't handle the fact that Gray has left on a quest that can take him years and years. So she's literally, like, stalking him the entire time. Like, she sneaks out and follows him and stalks him the whole time. It's absolutely fantastic. Yeah, I'm very excited. I hope it gets a North American release. Mm-hmm. At this point, I'll watch it sub, because it's so goddamn good.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
As long as it's not on Netflix. Because that's where anime goes to die. Poor Eden Zero. It deserves
it. I was just about to say that.
Ben, Do you care about Fairy Tail?
I've never really watched it, so no. But I've heard it's really good. So
yeah, it's fantastic. You're missing out.
I hope it does well.
So do I. I'm glad it is getting more anime. That's honestly all I had for the anime or for the news. Is there anything else you guys want to bring up?
You missed the biggest news of the week.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
What was it?
I want to make sure I know all the details before I say what it is exactly, but because I can't remember what the full name of it was. The long-awaited movie has officially been cancelled. The film was initially released to been supposed to come out in 2019. The follow-up was announced in 2016. Yuri on Ice.
What are you talking about?
The movie Ice Adolescence has been cancelled. So the Yuri on Ice, the movie, has now been officially cancelled. This was announced on the 19th of April. So yeah.
Did they give a reason why it was cancelled?
I found it. Okay. Because that's what I wanted to check before. I was teasing because I wanted to check. I wanted to find the official notes before I said anything because I wasn't sure myself why it got cancelled. I just heard from a lot of people that got cancelled. Regarding the postponed release of Yuri on the Ice, the movie Ice Adolescence, we have come to the decision to unfortunately cancel the project production. We deeply apologize for not being able to meet the expectations of those who have been waiting and have continued to support us throughout the years. The production community and staff have been constant discussion to create and deliver the movie, but due to various circumstances, we have had made difficult decisions. I feel like we've got our money. Ultimately, it sounds like we're out of money. But they
from what I'm seeing, it says the decision was made due to various circumstances, but they won't say what it is.
That says to me we spent all our money and we don't have money.
Yeah.
Or at least we don't have money for
season
this.
Two.
We don't have the money to finish this project. So I don't know if the company itself has no money. It's just that this project has run out of money. So yeah, that's based on nothing that we know of. It's just the wording. Like, I could be 100% wrong. Still, Yuri on Ice was a good show. It was about people that felt like they shouldn't be old enough to be doing what they did, but somehow did what they did because it felt weird. But yeah, it was good. It was a good anime.
It was about dudes ice skating, man. That's what it was.
Yeah. Gary.
And I have no problem with that, by the way. Ice skating is hard. Alrighty. If there's nothing else, we shall move on to the anime. Alfonso. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Zom 100, Bucket List of the Dead.
You say anime.
Fun. Sorry. Bucket List of the Dead. Did I say anime of the dead?
No, you say anime. Like certain scenes of this felt more like the H word, but whatever.
Well, you can tell us about it.
No, I'm good. That's enough. That's enough about that for me.
This anime is essentially about a boy named Akira who landed his dream job of advertisement, essentially, making commercials, only to find out that he works for what is it called?
Advertisement company, call right?
A what?
Wasn't it an advertisement company or a marketing company?
I think it was a marketing company.
Yeah.
Exploitative company. There it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Which unfortunately is a big and serious issue in Japan, and the rest of the world, but it is a very big issue in Japan where essentially he lives his life in the office, working like 16, 18 hour days, sleeping in the office. No free time whatsoever, and he hates his life. He essentially becomes a zombie in his own way, right? Only to wake up one day and find out that the world has actually been overrun with the undead, and it makes him the happiest person in the world because he doesn't have to go back to work. And in this apocalypse, he decides to make a bucket list of all the things he wants to do before he turns into a zombie. His list isn't 100 things, but he adds to them, and as he makes friends throughout the anime who join him on his quest to complete his bucket list, add stuff to it as well. Alfonso, this was your recommendation. What did you think? Pros and cons. Zom 100.
First of all, I'm sorry, but his name is Akira, not Akira, because that's not how you spell it. Akira. It's Akira, not sorry. I was like, why they call him Akira if it's spelled Akira? Whatever. Whatever. Actually, I like his anime, even though it's stupid. His reasons are stupid. Like, things that he's supposed to do, you know, in terms of, you know, survival and safety, he doesn't take seriously. Yeah, see, he worries about his friends. He worries about his parents. That, okay, but for himself, yeah, not so much. He's worrying about all the wrong things. Oh, I need to go get beer. Oh, I need a big plasma screen TV, the RV, the motorcycle, things that's not necessary in a zombie apocalypse. I didn't like that aspect. I like his motivation towards certain people when it comes to saving people, that, you know, everyone deserves a second chance despite what they're going through. Yeah. Honestly, my favorite episode is the first episode. Yes, it sucks that Japan goes through this in real life, you know, working for those type of companies. I didn't like that, but it was expected. And like you said, he's working there constantly. It's more zombie-like. He's becoming more zombie-like. And I like that it's transitioning to like a monochrome scale where everything is black and white. And then, you know, you see the zombie apocalypse. And he realized, oh, he's finally free, even though he's being chased by a zombie. But he's reborn. And now the color is going back in reverse. And now you start to see the color. I like that transition that he did. So that's my favorite episode out of the anime. You know, his friends, I don't like his guy friend. Like the naked comedian thing, I don't know how that's going to work. In what world that work? A naked comedian. I don't get it. Don't get me wrong. It is funny.
I mean, strippers just naked comedians when you think about it. They're entertainers.
I guess that, but me personally, I don't think it's gonna work. Yeah, it helped in the anime.
I feel like they just didn't want to call it a stripper. They wanted to use a more friendly term for what the job is, in my opinion. And by calling it an entertainer like that, it removes the sexual aspect of whatever it is and turns it into a more of a lighthearted thing. It's like, I'm going to go back to Doctor Who, where Amy was a kissogram, yet she was arriving at people's houses dressed in different outfits. Like, there's certain terms that they just don't use and use something else to make it more friendly. Not family friendly, but like advertiser friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I'm going to shut up now.
Until
later.
Yeah, so I can't remember the girl's name. The one that's actually focused on, you know, surviving in the damn apocalypse. She's my favorite character, even though she's a little strict and don't really want to give people chances. I still appreciate that she has her head straight on when it comes to, you know, surviving. The German chick.
Shizaku?
Something like that. The German chick's name, I don't remember either. But she's badass with the sword, you know, the samurai Beatrix. Get up and all that.
I didn't remember that because of Fantasy IX.
She's cool. Throughout the, you know, throughout the anime, they're just going, they're getting things that they want to travel, to meet, to see. You know, like I said, first it was the TV, there was the bear, then it was the RV, and eventually it all ended with him, you know, wanting to see his parents, which is kind of the main plot towards the end. The gist of it, that's where most of the story ends. We'll get into it, but overall, I think it was good. There's nothing really negative about it I didn't like. I think the intros was great, the intro and the outro. I love the animation. I love the fight scenes where they do fight the zombie, even though I'm still confused with the colors, why their zombies are painted with colors and, you know, they die and they, you don't really see their blood. You see all this, like, colorful paint droplets or whatever you want to call it. Still not sure what that is about. Obviously, we don't know how the zombie apocalypse started. That's something we'll have to see if they decide to do a second season. But That's my opinion so far.
I think the color thing is a metaphor for how he sees the world now, which is beautiful, because he talks about how he sees the sky and it's so beautiful now, and the world is so prettier to him now. I think the colors are supposed to indicate like his happiness and how he sees the world now.
Yeah, I think it's not. I don't think they're really that color. I don't think they're actually like that. I think all of that is just in his head. You're seeing it through him, his eyes, and that he is seeing the world as free and colorful.
So. Mm-hmm. All right, what are your guys' thoughts then?
Now, Ben, your thoughts. Tell us about the H word.
No, I'm not going to talk about the H word. Not on this podcast. You can.
I want to know what this word is.
Harmony, yes. but no, I actually like the stripper character. What was this? I looked up in their names. Kenshiro, right? They were. They used to be college days. But yeah, I remember the first episode where they met the stuck up woman. I just had her name just a second ago because I've actually looked it up. Shizaku, it was in the episode where he was going to get beer for his neighbors. Yeah. Well, he was going to go get beer for himself, and then he asked his neighbors, and they were like, "Can we get some toilet roll and some other stuff?" And like, "Yeah, sure, why not?" And he's just like biking through all these zombies. It's like he doesn't care, he's just happy. Like, it's scary how carefree he is. Remember the hot spring episode is one of the ones I bring up. It's like, I'm surprised I got away with that. And I can't remember which episode it was exactly, but there was also the episode where they were having, like, it was in like an old rundown store, and they're having an alcohol party, and the guy got
that
naked.
That was the one that was getting the TV. They was going to get the TV.
Yeah. Yeah, and they found an AKTV in the end, at the end of it. But, like, some of those scenes in that episode, I was like, am I supposed to be able to watch this? Like, this feels really close to the mark. At least I thought so. I don't know about you.
Wait, are you talking about part when the zombie was by her leg?
No, well, yeah, when the zombie's in between her legs, and then also when it then switches scenes to... the entertainer in bed, and he's like getting I think it was a phone call or something like that. And then
he heard the scream.
Yeah, I hear the screen or whatever. He lifts up the covers, and there's a naked girl, like, obviously doing certain things under the covers. I'm like, okay. When she said, "Can we continue?" I thought, at this point, I'm not even... I'll be shot if it doesn't turn into that and she does continue.
High School of the Dead all over again.
But no, I did find it cute that she's like, "I don't want you to stare at me" in the Hot Springs episode. And he's like, he doesn't care about her when it comes to appearances. He just wants to have a hot spring. He doesn't want to look at her. He just wants to relax in the hot spring. And she's like so embarrassed that she's like, "You'd better not turn around." He's like, "I don't care." In fact, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he turned around anyway and not even notice her. Like, he was keeping, it was a good show, but it definitely feels like something I would have suggested. So yeah, that's my thoughts.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it as well. I enjoyed it a lot up until the last three episodes, where I felt it kind of started falling down, simply because I knew eventually it was going to happen, because every zombie show does this, where they just introduce the human psycho element to it, and I kind of hate it.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they just introduced somebody who's just like him, but opposite, he just wants destruction rather than, you know, experience things. And I kind of just hated it, because, like, just looking at the characters, you're like, well, that guy's gonna be a bad guy for sure. Like, it was so obvious. Why introduce something like that when the zombies are already such a threat? So that kind of fell through for me. And the fact that, like, they gave them backstories, like, I'm supposed to feel bad for them? Hell no. Their backstories made them look even worse.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but the big fat one, his story didn't make no damn sense. I'm sorry. Like, you're doing this to kiss a girl. Seriously? Like, self-confidence, I get it, like, self-confidence, self-esteem, but don't take out your problems on other people just because life treats you badly. And it's hard to say, but not everyone is blessed or privileged to have a great life. That is hard to say, but it's fact. It's true. Yeah. I hate people like that, oh, they feel worthless and unworthy. I want to make people miserable just as me because it's going to make me feel good. How do you think like that?
Yeah.
But no,
I'm totally with you, man. That's why it irritated me and I hated it.
But other than that, no, I loved the idea of you know, the bucket list. I think it's ridiculous, some of the stuff like the 8K TV. It's like, why did you want it? Like, so you can play the game for one day, because then the next day they decide to leave.
Yeah. <You know?
laughs> I love the naked guy. I think he's great. He was funny.
Yeah, he had a lot of funny moments. I still can't believe he did that. You know, dive head first and polish it.
to survive. He knows the real survival, you know? So I thought he was great. I liked the samurai girl, the German samurai. I just hated her fake accent. It was so obviously fake. It's like, why can't you just hire a German voice actor that speaks English? You know, they exist, you know. But no, she was cool. She added a lot of cool action to the show, I thought. God, what was the? I love the shark zombie.
Yeah, the shark zombie. Yeah,
it ate people, and somehow like they like grew legs after the shark.
Yeah,
it's so stupid. it makes no sense. But I thought that was fun. There's just a lot of great stuff in it, and you know, I don't know why he doesn't wear that suit all the time, because like it makes him invincible to zombies. Like,
yeah.
And why just the one? Why don't you just grab all of them so everybody can have one that's on the party with you?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, it's a fun trip. I like the whole trip that they're taking, the road trip. Things like that I enjoy. It's like a slice of life anime, but with the undead, you know?
Yeah.
And I enjoy that. Voice acting was good. The comedy was good. Yeah, what were you going to say?
I will say my funniest moment with the end with his father, because I really thought his father was dying. I really thought he was dying, but he only had hemorrhoids, and it made it seem like it's a big deal.
Yeah, it was pretty great. I do wish they would have shown more of what happened to like the secondary characters, like the blonde guy with the little girl. Who's fighting to protect the world. I thought he was going to play a bigger role, and then it's like, oh, the zombies just left, and that's the last time we saw him, up until the end where they show him, like, you know, with the little girl. But other than that, it was good stuff. I really enjoyed it. I am pretty sure there is going to be a second season to this, because the manga is doing really good. It's a Netflix anime, so that's the problem.
God damn it. Whether
he gets a second season or not. That's the problem right there.
Yeah.
Alfonso, what would you give it then?
I'm going to give it an 8.5. Like I said, there's nothing bad about it. It's just that I didn't like those type of people, especially him seeing his boss again, and he falling right under his ball strap again of just using him. Like, I don't like those type of people. Everything else, like I said, animation, the fight sequence, the intro, outro music, all fantastic. So yeah, 8.5 for me.
Ben?
I liked a lot of it, so a 9 out of 10 for me probably.
Very nice. I am gonna go with 8.5 as well. Good stuff. Just those last three episodes really brought it down for me. But other than that, good stuff, and I do hope Netflix continues it, because it is good. I mean, yeah. They funded a live action movie of it too, so if you want to watch that, it's on Netflix. It's a little different. I got halfway through. It is obviously it's going to be different. It's a 2-hour movie compared to, you know, 13 episodes. So, But the movie does have the shark, the human feet. So that's cool to see.
Fantastic.
Alrighty, then, good old buddy, old pal, give us the smut.
It's not smut. But you know what? This one looks interesting. My Dress Up Darling.
Yeah, that's smut, dude. The name alone is smut.
Okay, well, it's smut then. But still, My Dress Up Darling. Wakana Gojo is a high school boy who wants to become a kashishi, a master craftsman who makes traditional Japanese Hina dolls. Though he's gung-ho about the craft, he knows nothing about the latest trends, and he has a hard time fitting in with his class. The public kids, especially one girl, Marina Katagawa, seems like they live in a completely different world. And yeah, so yeah. My Dress Up Darling.
This girl in this anime looks familiar. Oh, this is the... Okay, I know what this is. I'm all in. I've seen a lot of cosplays of this chick in the bikini, so... The Bond one, I should say. Let's do it. Alrighty. Ben, shout-outs, and where can people reach you?
Shout-out to everyone that listens. You can find me, MD_Chili, on Twitter. Yeah, twitch.tv is Mughal Fan Radio.
Alrighty. Fonz.
Shout-out to you guys. I'm glad you liked my recommendation for the bi-weekly, tri-weekly, monthly, however you call it. You can follow me on Twitter at AliChan7.
You can reach me on Twitter at Gaglaush. That's GAGLAUSH. Shout out to you guys. Thank you for joining me. It's always great. Shout out to all the listeners. Thank you for listening. We're out. See you in a couple weeks. Bye.
Bye.